One.
Go well, Elisha. Go well. Now, Elisha, did not... Go well, Elisha. Go well. Now, Elisha did not build the Kent Lodge, the oldest building here in Wolfville, 1763, but he did do many renovations to it. It's actually built on an old Acadian foundation, and somewhat recently on the property, they discovered an old Acadian well as well. Excavation work is ongoing. Elijah's daughter, Olivia, married the most successful Nova Scotian privateer ever, Captain Joseph Bars, and together they are both buried in the Oak Grove Cemetery in Kentville. To learn more about them, you'll just have to come on that cemetery ghost walk this summer now, won't you? In the Randall House Museum here in Wolfville rests Elijah's sofa and a portrait of he and his wife, Margaret. As mentioned, they are both buried in the Anglican Church Cemetery just down Main Street down yonder. Yes, yes, I do remember the days of Elisha DeWolf quite well. Cut.
Two.
Go well, Elisha. Go well. Now, Elisha did not build the Kent Lodge, the oldest building here in Wolfville, 1763, but he did do many renovations to it. It's actually built on an old Acadian foundation, and somewhat recently on the property, they discovered an old Acadian well as well. Excavation work is ongoing. Elijah's daughter, Olivia, married the most successful Nova Scotian privateer ever, Captain Joseph Bars, and together they are both buried in the Oak Grove Cemetery in Kentville. Now, to learn more about them, you'll just have to come on that cemetery ghost walk this summer, won't you? In the Randall House Museum here in Wolfville rests Elijah's sofa and a portrait of he and his wife, Margaret. As mentioned, they are both buried in the Anglican Church Cemetery on Main Street, just down the road yonder. Yes, yes, I do remember the days of Elisha DeWolf quite well.